Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Not Click Babes. This is episode 4. Welcome.
Welcome.
Very happy to be here. Val, how are you feeling? A little bit better, hopefully.
Yeah, I feel like I'm almost, like, the flu is almost gone.
String bean?
Thankful, yeah. Very okay. Thankful.
Hashtag thankful. Tis the season to be thankful.
Blessed.
But yeah, so happy to be here. Sounds like I'm not, but I am. I promise I'm happy
to be here.
She's
very monotone. She's a robot.
Yeah, I'm actually Sophia the robot.
Who's Sophia the robot?
Are you serious?
Is it that lady who has, yes, like goes on Jimmy Fallon like all the time?
Jimmy Fallon?
Like she goes on there all the time?
I didn't know she went on Jimmy Fallon. Okay, well, I guess. She has no hair because she's a robot.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bald. Yeah, she's an AI. It's Sophia the robot's like the first ever fully functioning AI.
Like, it's robot. Scary though because like she can talk, have a full on conversation with you.
Well, so can I.
Yeah, but you're not a robot. You're not made from machine.
Yes, I am. Oh. Have you seen my mom's vagina? I'm just kidding. I'd like to personally apologize for making that joke. I know so my mom sorry. Isn't going to like it.
Is she an active listener?
Good point. No, I don't think my mom knows how to work the internet.
I don't think my mom was like, what's a podcast? And I was like, well, goodbye.
Same.
She's like, I'm going home now.
That's so weird about parents is they don't know. They just don't know. And, you know, they can know, but they choose not to.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I think the thing is that they're, like, living their full lives. They're living their full lives, okay? And they're going to work. They're taking us to school. They're taking us to our after-school activities. And then
at 22 years old.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I feel like at that, well, because, like, their whole life, it's based on us. Mm-hmm. And then when we get out, we go to college. They're like, oh, what do I do now? Like, so then...
I didn't even think of that.
They have to, like...
But you think with all the free time, they would look more into technology.
Is there really free time, though? Because with my parents, there's no free time. Just because they're jobs. My mom, I've always seen her work so much that I don't think I've ever seen her have a day off. And on her day off, she's still working.
Damn, that's inspirational. But also really sad.
Yeah, it's just the grind, I guess.
The grind never stops, my dudes.
Never stops.
Look into it. But what is that? Oh, okay.
A little cough for you guys.
You're welcome. For all your listeners at home, hope you're enjoying that cough. But yeah, I mean, my parents, they have the usual like 9 to 5, mm-hmm, whatever. So I think they could have time. But also now that I'm working 9 to 5, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But that could also be my depression.
But it's also because you're working 9 to 5 and then you're going to school.
I am doing that
so
too.
So you're doing, not saying that she's not doing more than an adult, but like you're basically living an adult life plus going to school. You know?
I'm living double lives.
And then you want to make time to hang out with your friends and
do this.
And yeah,
podcasts. Things I enjoy.
And it's just like, you're just tired like all the time.
Yeah, I'm so tired all the time.
And obviously, you know, the depression doesn't doesn't really help
being
with that.
Clinically depressed. You know, I don't create enough serotonin, so I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Dang.
Right? Serotonin?
I think serotonin.
No, I think, oh yeah, serotonin. I keep getting it confused with melatonin, and that makes you go to sleep.
Oops. You have enough melatonin. You don't have enough.
Oh, sis, I have
serotonin.
A lot of melatonin. More than enough. But yeah, and then I notice like I could sleep all day and I'll be tired at like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then I'll lay down, but I won't go to sleep.
Yeah, insomnia.
Oh my God. If you're a doctor and you're listening,
what
please,
do we have?
What do we have besides depression? This crippling depression. But anyway, Val, what's your
weekly vibe check?
I can never say it.
I know everybody's dying to know the weekly vibe check.
What's
I'll
your weekly
you
vibe check?
Because I'm holding the mic because I want to feel like I'm a pop star.
I feel like they're going to hear your hands. Just
so
like,
sorry. Just a little ASMR.
Ew. Okay. Well, what's your weekly vibe check,
Val? Weekly vibe check. Well, the week just started. But it's finals. So my vibe check is trash. I wrote a 32-page paper today. Have another one to do tonight after this, and then, you know, study for my final. I don't know. It was okay. It was fun. Hung out with you a lot.
Yee.
Always a good time. I don't really know what else happened this week.
It was your birthday.
Oh, my birthday.
That is a thing.
I forgot about that. And yours too.
Yeah, it was my birthday too.
I was so confused.
We did have birthday festivities.
We did. We went to Olive Garden for mine.
Because when you're there, you're family.
Yeah, and I wanted to be with family on my birthday. So yep. I did.
And Val got a free drink, which obviously, in case you couldn't tell, I'm still jealous.
She's so jealous. Like, this, the woman who worked there was like, hi, somebody would really like to buy you a drink. They want to remain anonymous, though. And I was like, okay. I was just so confused that somebody wanted to buy me a drink, one. And Mercedes was so hurt. And I was I was like, it's my birthday, obviously. Like, they want to, like, buy a drink.
Yeah, but also, everyone knew it was my birthday. Well, not everyone.
It wasn't even your birthday.
It wasn't even, but the guy looked at my ID.
Yeah, he saw your ID, and then he brought you a cake. He literally brought you a cake along with my cake. He brought her, and he was like, because your birthday's coming up, too. He gave us two free desserts.
Yeah, that was really sweet of him. He got a fat tip, so.
But,
yeah, I'm just jealous that I didn't get a drink.
But then she drank the rest of mine, because I was sick.
So I kind of did get a drink, but it's the thought that counts. Yeah, it's the thought that nice. I wanted.
Whoever that was, thank you.
She is single, so if you could just, you know, send her money.
Send me Venmo me money.
Venmo her money.
Zelle me.
We God damn it. We prefer Zelle.
Prefer Zelle.
I think it's because it doesn't, like, flow off the tongue. I think maybe we need Zelle. To start that, like, Zelle me as opposed to Venmo me.
Well, now it's Cash App. Everybody's like, Cash App me, Cash App me. I'm like,
who? I downloaded Cash App in hopes of having a sugar daddy. No luck. No, so luck. Now I'm just like, okay, well, Zelle me.
Are they supposed to, like, find you on Cash App?
No. It's just, you know, like those fake Twitter sugar daddies. Yeah. And they're like, let me give you hundreds of dollars, but you have to give me your banking information. And I'm like, do I look fucking stupid to you? I swear, they really be trying me. They really be trying me. But... yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, you're fake. Black report, delete.
Imagine they weren't. They're, like, so rich.
Yeah, okay, but I give them my banking information.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
I also have true. A late cousin who's a prince of Nigeria as well.
You?
You don't get it?
No, but, like, when they're saying, yeah. I need $1 million yeah. right now, and then I'll pay you back.
Yeah, I saw actually, I think it was American Dad episode of that.
Or no, Family Guy.
Okay, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they go to get his money back, and then they, like, worship him.
Then they, yeah, good stuff, I guess.
I love Family Guy so much.
I know
you
do.
I watched that since I was in kindergarten.
And that's why she is the way she is.
Me, my brother, and my cousin Camille. That's all we would stay up, we would watch that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even watch, like, Ed and Eddie because my mom said that it would... After a while, like, I would watch it, and then one day she said, okay, you guys can't watch that anymore because it's going to turn you stupid. But guess what, Mom? I'm already stupid.
She was already stupid before she watched it.
Already stupid regardless of Ed and Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved Family Guy. We would watch Cartoon Network because we watched Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would go to Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah.
And then Family Guy would just start playing. We just... watched it and loved our life. I thought it was something that everybody my age, like, watched.
No.
Because I would be like, oh my god, you guys watch Family Guy? And then all my friends would be like, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's a TV show? Like, I don't know.
Do you not have cable?
Do you not have cable?
Are you poor?
Legit. It was Family Guy, the SpongeBob movie, and
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, we would watch the SpongeBob movie, like, all the time.
So good.
And then we watched regular TV all the time. We were just, like, very, like, in front of the TV. Every single day. We got home from school, in front of the TV.
I remember.
Before bed, in front of the TV.
I would, tell my mom to race home so I could watch a new episode of Totally Spies.
I love Totally Spies
so
much.
And it would always come at, like, 3 p.m. So
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's because they knew that you get out of school.
Like, yeah, but, like, 3 p.m., you couldn't do, like, what, 6, 7? Yeah, I still had a TV.
I had cousins who went to bed at 7 o'clock.
Ew.
Till they were, like, sophomore year of high school.
Were they Amish?
No. It was just because, like, their mom was just, like, I think she knew that they weren't going to be actually sleeping.
Oh, that's smart.
But at least they were in bed, and that they would be in bed, like, fall asleep by, like, 9.
Oh, that's
if
smart.
Anything. Parents I think that's are why smart. She did it.
I'll tell you that right now. Parents are smart.
Parents are smart.
They really know something else. Props to parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my bedtime was, like, 8:30.
Mine was 9 o'clock since I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, to this day. When you go home, they're like 9 o'clock.
No, they're like in the morning. They're like 3 a.m. bread time.
Me. I don't. It's so weird when I go home. It's
why do you feel like when you go home, do you feel like you can't do anything? Like yeah. Your life stops?
Yeah, my life stops.
Yeah, I felt that too. But then my dad was like, because I felt like I always had to ask my parents, like, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do that? But it was also because they have to drive me because I don't have my license. But I used to be like, and my dad was literally like, you know, you don't need to ask for permission, right? Like, you're an adult. That's so
embarrassing.
And I was like, you're right.
I think you also had to ask because you don't have a job.
So I don't have a job, but I have a credit card.
Oh, that's good.
So
I don't even have a credit card, and I have a salary paying job, and I don't have a fucking credit card.
Well, it's credit card for my dad. Because my dad's like, school stuff here. You need here.
Can't relate.
No, it doesn't work. But you know, he kind of made a little diss at me when we were going home for Thanksgiving because my brother has a job and my brother's younger than me. And he was like, because my brother pays his own rent and my dad pays my rent. And so he was like, my brother was like, yeah, he's like, no, I'm, because he quit his job recently because he wanted to focus on school.
As he should.
And my dad was like, look, if you want, you can pay the rent on my card. Like, I'll give you a credit card and you can like do it. And, Nikki was like, no, my brother. And he was just like, no, I'm not going to do it.
He's too much pride.
And my dad was like, you know what? He was like, I really appreciate that because that just shows me like your sign of maturity and like all the stuff. So I was just sitting in the front seat like, oh, so am I not mature?
Like putting on your clown makeup.
Like, okay, like, I mean, like, if I had a job, you wouldn't have to pay my rent, but I don't have a job. I need to get one, though.
Yeah, you do. Because
I need that in order to graduate, so.
Which is so weird. I think that's so stupid.
I know, right?
I was talking to my mom about that because we're trying to figure out our lives because we hope to graduate soon. Yeah, so
hopefully.
With that, I keep telling Val, like, you need to stay up here with me because I'll be lonely and sad and scared.
If
anything,
if I can't. I also didn't apply to graduation, and I don't know what that means. I don't know if I can't apply anymore. Or if I just go to an advisor and be like, what do I do?
I think that's your best route.
Go to an advisor. Be like, what the do I do?
Because they're paid to advise you.
Yeah, to tell me things.
You think I'm going to be able to tell you? No, I don't know shit.
Well, I don't know. So I'll ask before I leave home.
Please do that.
And see. Because if anything, the thing is, like, I'm going to work so hard, do winter classes, summer classes, to not even walk across the stage.
Yeah, I know.
So it's going to suck.
But she will work. She will walk across the stage. But I can't speak English anyway.
Because Nikki was telling me, like, maybe you should just take an extra semester. That way I have more time to, like, get my hours for work.
Mm-hmm.
And then stay up here another year. Which you would win. It'd be a win for you.
But it'd be a loss for you.
But it wouldn't be a loss for me. Because it's just, like, either way, like, I'm still going to school. So it's not, like, a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but shouldn't you graduate?
Yeah, I'd be a loss if I won't graduate with my friends. Like, the whole reason why, like,
you're working so hard.
But it's just a lot. Because, like, I have to do 19 credits even with next semester. Mm-hmm. Even with me taking 2 winter classes. And then I still have to take 2 summer classes.
That's crazy.
And then I have to get a job on top of that. So it's like...
Well, they also made you switch your major very last minute.
Yeah, I know. It's because my... I'm not even gonna... It's because fine. This woman... advisor who was my advisor for a week. Okay, I met her once. She was like, no, I don't think you should do it. And then my second advisor, who I went to, like, just because I didn't have an advisor because my other advisor left.
Yeah.
And I continued going with her. She was like, I told her, I was like, I'm thinking about switching my major. And she was like, what? And I was like, HRM. Yeah. And she was like, pulled out a freaking paper, started writing out this whole plan for me, and was like, here you go, like, go visit Alyssa and blah 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 at the HRM building. They'll help you and they'll get you all situated and whatnot. So then they did that, and I was like, I wish I would have went to her first, because I would have not had to take math
again
for the third time and not pace. and not pass. Had a whole extra semester to freaking do all of this, and I could have graduated on time.
Wow. I think you can do it.
I think you can do it too. It's gonna be hard though.
Yeah, but we've all had hard semesters.
Yeah.
And I've done like 19 credits multiple semesters in a row. Well, just to get done with stuff. Just to finish my degree, and I never switched. So
you never switched? I took in summer school ever since freshman year because I did so bad.
But it's all online, though, right?
Yeah, but it's hard. I believe it. 3 weeks of, like, exams every other day. And then having to do homework assignments every other day makes me want to fight the professors.
I feel that. I don't know. School's dumb. Mm-hmm. But I believe in you, Val. I think you're powerful. Your mind is powerful.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm going for it. I'm going to push for it. I'm going to do it.
I'll fight for you. I'll rally for you. I'll be like, you know, she's had her moments. School's not for everyone.
School is not.
But those who persevere, that's Val. Val.
I even went to tutoring. I go to tutoring because I want to pass. So nobody can tell me I didn't try because I did.
I have. And someone hire her, for the love of God. Can someone hire her?
I feel like they would because I go to the career fairs and stuff and they're like, oh, well, we're looking for people now. So when I go next semester, which is May-ish, when we graduate and stuff, they're going to be like looking for people to actually like hire. And I had talked to this one company that I really liked.
That's good.
And they said, come back and we'll set you up with something. But because I told them, like, I'm not going to, technically won't have my degree.
Jesus Christ.
Until the summer. And they were like, it works for us. And then whatnot. But it's in, like,
another city.
Not a country. Another state.
Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, Val being in another country by herself?
I'm like, never would happen. Never would happen.
I would do that. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should just not finish school and
just go to another country.
Go to another country and teach English.
And just like nothing. Just not tell anybody. Just go.
Just leave. We'll go ghost. Go and ghost.
Keep doing the podcast.
But
though.
We'll change our name.
Change your name. Keep doing the podcast.
I'll be Smirnades.
Smirn.
And you'll be Smallery.
You can be Diaz or Dez because Mercedes.
Oh, Dez. So Dez. Mercedes.
And I'll be Larry because L-A-R-E-E. Oh. Larry.
Or Alary.
Alary.
Like malaria. Allery.
Wow, I love that.
Allery. It's like Mallory. You could be Mallory.
With an M?
Yeah.
I've been in two classes with the same Mallory. And every time my professor's like, Mallory, or they're like, Valerie, we both get up. And we just look at each other.
You're
and
like, I couldn't tell if it was a V or an M.
He's like, V. Or he'll be like, oh, no, M. And I'm like, okay, well, then speak up.
Me. Diction. You know what's crazy? I literally, every time I hear the word ladies, I think they're saying my name. Mercedes. Ladies? Yeah. Like, if I hear it off in the distance, someone's like, come on, ladies. I hear really? Mercedes. And I'm like, whoa, hello? That's the only thing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time, my name is pretty distinct. Yeah. So I know when people are talking shit. Or I know when they're mouthing my name. So you hear that? All you listeners who talk shit about me but still listen to my podcast? I know. I know.
Thank you for getting the views up.
Yeah, thank you. We love those retention rates, okay?
Oh, should we talk about our little gift that we got?
Oh my God, we're not even sponsored. But yeah, so apparently, so we use this website called Buzzsprout just to like get everything out there. Super easy to set up. I mean, granted, it took us forever
to set it up. But once you have it, like, it's at ease. Like, everything's posted so fast and like whatever, and that's how we're able to get it to Spotify and like Apple Podcast.
Granted, we didn't know much about anything.
Yeah, we didn't know anything about podcasts until we were like the night that we were like, let's do it. We did all our research, and then I found a website, and then
we uploaded it, and that was it. Yeah, and so Buzzsprout sent us a little $20 gift card to Amazon. Uh-huh. So
it's gonna
bump our production value.
Our production value went up by
20%. Mm-hmm. Times 20. So that's really cool. Thank you, Buzzsprout, for that. Yeah, they don't sponsor us. They don't. But shout out. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I was shook when Val told me that. I was like, oh my God. It's real.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
But hopefully that'll make things easier.
But another good thing, we also have 50 active listeners.
That's so sick. That is so sick.
So that's really nice. So thank you guys for listening because that means a lot to
us. It warms my heart. Like, I'm blushing right now. You can't even see me, but I'm matching my shirt. I'm wearing red. I'm blushing because this is just something that we do for fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good outlet to do whatever we want, and people think it's really interesting that
that makes me feel
two
good.
Of us do it. Yeah. Because we're kind of, not to be that bitch, but we're kind of dumb.
Very.
Very. Okay, not kind of, but very.
I mean, we're not book smart.
Book smart.
We're book smart, but we're not street smart.
You think?
We're like half and half.
Yeah.
Like, we're not.
You're like, yeah. You're like the street smart, and I'm the book smart.
My mom
smart.
Would be like, that's a lie.
Oh. I'm sorry. Dolores.
You can't even say
okay, true. Dolores, watch out. Because your daughter's very smart. Very creative.
She would say book smart. She wouldn't say street smart.
But well, then I guess I think you're opposite. Both. Then I guess that means you're both.
I don't think that's
probably true. Because I haven't seen you exercise your book smartness.
Oh, yeah, because you just see, like, me, like, you know.
On the reg. Not in school.
Not in school. Like, I'm just living life.
Yeah. Some good stuff. Some good stuff. But I think I'm more book smart.
You're one of the smartest people I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I use big words, too, and I'm like, wow.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, you're like.
I can't use those words around my parents. Why? Because they'll be like, you know, I don't know what that means.
Oh. Me.
I'm like, okay, you could ask. But yeah, I try to have an extensive vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Do I always use words correctly? Negative.
I don't. I sure don't.
I sure as hell don't. But yeah, I mean, street smart. I wasn't street smart, I think, until I studied abroad. Because really? I had to be.
Oh, because you're like by yourself.
I was by myself. That shit's scary. I also recommend that to everyone. If everyone makes fun of you and thinks you're naive and not street smart, just move to a country for six months.
And then they're going to be the ones crying.
Yep. So. And you'll prove them wrong. And you'll have cute Instagram photos for that.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, that's wow. But yeah, this is fun. I enjoy it every time we do it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time. It really gives us an outlet to be creative because I'm not good at drawing or painting.
I know. No.
I'm not good. I'm not good at either of that. So I guess the good thing is the one thing I'm good at is talking.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, I think we're pretty funny.
I think we're pretty funny too.
When we're together, we're pretty funny.
Yeah, but we also make each other laugh.
I know.
But that's all that matters.
That's what matters.
That's what matters at the end of the day.
Because you have to be yourself. When you're yourself, that's when you make the good and like great things come
okay
alive.
Shut the fuck up, Mr. Rogers. I don't think it's that deep. It's not that deep. But yeah, so if you're listening and
thank you
and you want to let us know, just let us know,
because this podcast is brought to you by viewers,
by like the views.
Thank you.
Isn't that part of an ad?
It's PBS.
Oh yeah, it is brought to you by viewers.
It's brought to you by viewers like you. Thank you.
That was good.
I know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, PBS.
Thank you, PBS. I didn't watch PBS growing up. I'm going to be real with you.
Really? Yeah. I watched PBS. I watched Nickelodeon. I watched Cartoon Network.
I watched a lot of Disney Channel.
I watched a lot of Disney Channel,
too. I watched a lot of Disney Channel.
I loved watching the Disney Channel New Year's Eve thing. And all the, like...
Oh, yeah, and then they would play High School Musical every year because, like, it took place on New Year's Eve. And you're like, calm down. It's not that deep. Yeah, that was good stuff. I always liked... I remember when Nick would do its worldwide day of play and they'd be off air.
Oh, and I would just literally would go just back to Disney Channel. I'd be like, okay, I guess no Nickelodeon today.
I'd be like, damn, they really be.
Oh, you remember when Disney used to do those
Disney Channel games?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I was always Team Green.
I was always team green.
Oh my God. That's. Wow.
Iconic.
We're that was so twins. Much fun.
It was a good time. I love seeing all the celebs, like, just everybody just coming together. I know. Even from like the other countries, the Disney's from other countries.
It was like a big crossover episode that you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
So good. And it was always troubling because I was always Team Green. But, like, I think one year Kevin was on a different team. Jonas Brothers Stan. But I'm a Kevin Stan. I know it's weird. That's what makes me quirky.
No, I'm a Kevin Stan now. Like, I wasn't, like...
That's what I hear a lot of people say.
I just love Kevin. He's just a great man.
He is a great man. He's a father.
All of them.
I know, true. They're all beautiful, delectable men. But
all married.
All married. So good for them.
Hitting the ring on the glass.
Literally them. Like, ding, ding, ding. Like, by the way, ladies, we are married. It's like, damn, we know. Trust me. We all saw the weddings. God damn. We all saw the People magazine spreads.
I miss Nick Jonas's reality show he had on E! With him and his wife.
Nick Jonas or Kevin?
Kevin. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
They're brothers.
Yeah. same thing.
I missed it. I used to watch it religiously.
Didn't they have one season or was it two?
I think it was just the one because after that, like, Joe and, like, Nick didn't feel comfortable with, like, their stuff being put on blast and...
Now they just put it on blast.
But they can perform a whole ass Jingle Ball without him, but no big deal.
No big deal. We won't talk about that. It's fine.
We won't talk about it.
But I'm bringing it up. I remember when they broke up. Because my wall, okay, I think I can pull up pictures, but my wall was plastered with Jonas Brothers posters. And my mom can attest to that. Like, it was disgusting how my walls looked with those posters. But when they, like, broke up and started doing their solo careers, that shit hurted.
That made me cry.
Yeah, like,
I was very emotional.
That was one of the worst breakups I've been through. And I've been through breakups, like, actual breakups. Yeah. But breaking up with a band... That shit hurted.
Yeah, and then when they were getting back together.
Oh, my God. I shit my pants. I was at work. I literally was sweating. I was sweating.
I was just, it was like my heart rebuild itself and I could live again.
Literally, doctors are so mad.
Yeah,
because
so mad. Because
the just rebuilt everyone's heart.
Everyone's health got to a level 100.
100. Like, just rebooted. It was amazing. But, yeah.
Depression was cured.
So-called chronic illnesses cured. Thanks to the Jonas Brothers getting back together.
Because here's the thing. Talking about boy bands breaking up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, first of all, I wasn't really that big of a One Direction fan. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I love their song. I love one of their songs. I was just like, one. It just gets me.
This bitch goes, I love some. I love
one.
I love one.
One. It just really got to me.
Which one?
I can't remember which one. Oh no, it's the... I can't remember right now, but...
So embarrassing.
I can't remember right now. It's just because it's literally the one song that I've liked. So when they broke up... Zayn left, right?
Right, and then they still had their band.
And they still were together, and then after they were like, you know what, we just gotta say goodbye. But I was just kind of annoyed that Zayn left.
Right.
But I was also like, I don't really think he was that... this is just my opinion. I don't really think he was that much, like...
In addition
to it. Like, without him there, like, I would have been like, okay.
They're still just as good.
Yeah. Mm. They were.
True.
And so now I just don't listen to anything that has Zayn on it. I wasn't even, like, a fan. Like, I wasn't even, like, attached to it, but now I just don't listen to anything that has Zayn in it. But I also don't think, for me personally, I think it's great that he's a musician. Praise the art, but he's just not my taste. Like, his music isn't my taste. So.
I feel that. No, I would say the same, I guess. Like, I was never a big 1D fan. Like, I wasn't a stan. I didn't read fan fiction about them. Didn't watch, like, compilations of them. Like,
didn't watch their special November 23rd, 2013.
Jesus Christ. November 23rd, 2013, on this day. No, I didn't. But then when they broke up, I could feel...
Yeah.
Like the fangirl sadness. Like the world was quiet.
Because it was like their Jonas Brothers. Because it was like our cousins. It was like our younger cousins. That was like kind of like their
Jonas Brothers.
Their Jonas Brothers. And then they went through that and I'm like, join the club.
Yeah,
I'm like,
literally, welcome. Get in line, bitch.
Because then because my older cousins, like when NSYNC broke up, they were like, their lives weren't existent anymore. They were like, I don't even know what to live for. I don't even know what to live for. And so when the Jonas Brothers broke up, that was like mine. Mm-hmm. Then the next generation was One Direction.
What do you think the next generation will be?
BTS. When they break up,
oh shit,
everybody's gonna go fucking berserk.
I forgot they were a thing.
But here's the thing, BTS, I can't understand what they're saying, but their music,
they got
their
bops.
Beats slap.
I have friends that are like BTS stans.
Like 100%, yeah.
And they have slapping music.
They do. It's good. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, granted, obviously. But also, you don't need to understand what they say.
No, you're just like, I'm like. You just gotta listen. You're also learning the language. Because you're singing the song, you're learning the language.
Amazing.
No big deal.
No big deal. Thank you, BTS.
Thank you, BTS, for teaching us.
For teaching us.
New languages.
But yeah, I listen to a few of their songs. But I think the magic of like, at least for me when I listen to music, is being able to sing along.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think if I listen enough, I'll be able to sing along.
Yeah, because I can sing DNA, like, no big deal.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Got can that. You? Good to know.
Not all of it, but I can
but
know
like,
most.
You know,
it's
a couple
like what
of
it sounds
notes.
Like to me. I'm like, this is what it...
Okay, okay.
I don't know what they're saying.
I like watching the music videos.
Oh my God, they're so
they're
good.
They're so good.
K-pop music videos?
So
the production
good.
Value.
Literally, I could watch this for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I don't know anyone's names and I kind of mix them up, but like...
Yeah, but they so got good beats though.
Good beats, good production, good dancing.
Beats.
Oh my God. Do you ever catch yourself like trying to learn?
I'm like, trying to dance.
I know.
I can't dance normally.
Same.
So, you know, doing that, just following along somebody who has years of experience, like doesn't
training,
work
gets paid to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But BTS, I don't think, even then, like if one member leaves,
there's still like seven of them.
It's like a whole army.
Yeah.
You just pluck one. Yeah. That's so weird. Also, they all kind of sound the same, except there's one. There's that one guy. Is his name Jimin? Jimin? I don't know, but he raps. And his voice is so deep.
So deep.
So mm-hmm. deep. I'm like, wow, where does that come from? Just like all this gusto. But One Direction. I mean, I'm totally okay with them not being together because that gave us Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah. I just got into Harry Styles this year, literally a few months ago.
Amazing.
Changed my life.
Changed.
His vibe, though, like his new album that's gonna come out, I'm so excited. It literally, because when he came out with Lights Up, I was going through a heartbreak. Then he hit us with
Watermelon Sugar.
I was like, yes, getting back to the vibe.
Yeah,
and now
my
he
ass.
Hit us with Adore You.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm ready to find love.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Wow. All because of him.
All because of him. He cured my heartbreak.
Cured my depression.
Oh,
well, wow. Granted, I don't know.
I mean, it's still there, but it got better. Got better.
Got better. I got out of bed. But he's just, yeah. Oh my God.
I watched his little thingy that he put on, where he was like, that meme where it's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It
was like, depression, cured.
Cured.
I watched that, and I'm really excited for like the
new album. Same.
Yeah. Cause like,
isn't it like six or seven songs? Seven? I think it's six songs.
I don't know.
Have you listened to his first album? Mm-mm. You really should, because that...
I only heard Sign of the Times. I heard that one, and I really liked it, but then I never heard anything else.
Right. You should, because that album, bangers. There's bangers on it.
I'll have to add it.
Do you know what Sam told me? Mm. Sam's my manager. Sam, if you're listening, he said...
Oh, I'm scared.
I can't even say it, because it's just so funny. So, he said, play a clapper. That song claps.
That song claps.
I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah, it claps? Is that so? Which, first of all, is not correct.
Yeah,
it slaps. But he's like, you know, it just makes you clap. I'm like, no, what the fuck? No, and never in my life have I heard that.
Yeah.
So I came up with this saying that goes, if your ass claps, then the song slaps.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
See? You
yeah.
see? But that's like a new testament right there.
Yeah, add it to the books.
Hashtag. Hashtag if the song, and if your ass cheeks clap, then the song slaps. Simple science. 2 + 2 = 4.
I mean, that's how they get the music coming out. That's how they test it.
True. They're like, so on a level of 1 to 10, how much did your ass cheeks clap? And then if it's like not above a 7, they don't release it.
They don't.
So
that's how I would do it.
Same. Obviously, we should be music producers. That's going to be our next project.
We should write a song. Should we write a song?
I guess we should. Our next project, we'll write a song. So, hear it on all the stations. We already have a Spotify account.
Yeah, let's just put it on the Spotify. Right here in the podcast room.
Wow. That'd be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, people could see the start to finish of a song. You know, I always think about that. I always think about how people can write music professionally and perform professionally, because obviously music will never like run out of songs or music to create, but it's like how do you just come up with it? Like, I think it was Paul McCartney, he said like, it just comes to me.
Yeah, I think,
and I'm like, first of all,
like,
what the fuck,
because you're going through something and then you're like, oh, I want to sing about this, and then you have your producers come in or someone that you trust who writes music with you, and then they're like, oh, like,
but like tune wise, you know what I mean, like tune wise, how do you come up with the tune? Like, I think about Harry Styles. How did you come up with Lights Up? Like, how do you come up with that
tune? Well, he has other people who collaborate.
You know what
with
I mean, though.
But yeah, but I think it's them, because they're like, I think this would sound really good with this and this, and then they're like, they play some samples and he's like, okay, or like he'll sing and then they play along to that.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
I don't know. I just think people that can like songwrite, shit's cool. That shit's dope.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, especially with certain lyrics. I'm like, wow, chills. How'd you come up with that?
I'm
it's
like,
fucking
wow.
Poetry ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, poetic. Can't relate.
Yeah, it would just be like TMG. Keep it real classy.
Real classy. Even then, they got bangers.
Yeah, they got bangers.
I'm like, damn, that shit pops off. TMG pops off too. Yeah. I want to see them live. There's so many people I want to see live.
I've never been to a concert. So.
I would like to personally apologize for that silence because I'm just in pure shock.
Yeah, I've never been to a concert. The closest thing I've ever had was seeing Billy Ray Cyrus.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where?
Was it at like a carnival? It was in Texas. No, it was in Texas. It was because the USO.
Oh, that thing, yeah. Thing, so. You told me about that, yeah. That is wild.
Yeah.
I guess we have to go to a concert then.
I know,
we have to go see H. Styles. Styles, Harry. H. Or.
Lorraine.
Who else?
I don't know who else.
Who else will we?
Well, Ariana Grande is coming, like, literally this weekend, but I'm not going to go see her.
Same. Oh. I was supposed to see Ariana Grande.
This year?
This year, yes. 2019, yeah.
This year?
Yeah, I was supposed to. I had a ticket and everything, but then some slimy little bitch was like, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, fuck me. And she wasn't going to sell her ticket. That's why she's a slimy little bitch. So I had to sell mine. So I sold my Ariana Grande ticket because I don't want to make someone uncomfortable. I know. That's and nice. I love Ariana Grande. I'm crying thinking about it.
I love Ariana Grande, too. My Spotify number one person this
was
year
Ariana
was
Grande.
Ariana Grande. I was like, were we surprised?
Was anyone shocked? Mine was ABBA. And I was honestly kind of shocked.
Really?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Do you listen to at least one of their songs once a day?
I never even thought of that. Yeah, true.
I think that's what it is. I didn't think I had listened to Ariana Grande that much.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I know I did, but... It's because it was this artist Lito and then Barbara Streisand. And I was like, I listen to Barbara Streisand every day. I thought Barbara Streisand was going to be my
same.
Number one.
Yeah, yeah. I thought mine would be different layout, but
Or at least throw some Daft Punk in there. I was like, listen to them every day.
Damn, yeah. Spotify, tell me your algorithm.
Yeah, what's the vibe?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
What's your vibe check?
Contact us below Spotify. Comment down below.
Leave a comment down below.
There's no place to leave a comment, but you know.
Well, on Apple Podcasts, there is.
Yeah, on Apple Podcasts.
I gave us 5 stars. So we're rated 5 stars right now.
That's what I like to hear. I think I'll go review it. I think I'll have to download the app. But yeah, mine was all fucked up. Like my top Spotify artists.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because this year I listened to music the least amount.
Really?
Which was also, this year was also my most depressed.
Okay.
Oh, so this is the saddest I've ever been.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something having to do with it. But the other years, I would listen to like 27 hours or something. Like I've listened to a lot of music in my prior years because it did like a whole decade thing for me because I've been with Spotify since, I want to say 2012.
Dang, I just joined this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was cool to like see them review my decade.
That's cool.
But ABBA, the fact that... ABBA was...
Well, because if they're doing based off the decade, they're like...
No, they were doing it based off this year.
Oh.
ABBA was number one for me. And Dancing Queen was my number one track.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
I know. But, like, I can just listen to Dancing Queen and just...
It's a good song.
That's, like, 2 minutes of pure happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening to it, I'm like... Man, I'm getting emotional thinking about it. Dancing Queen is just so good.
That's a good song.
Probably going to listen to it later.
Do it.
Yeah.
You should.
I will. But... Yeah, and then it was like Miniature Tigers, and then the third one was Panic at the Disco. My overall decade artist that I listened to the most was Panic at the Disco.
Oh my gosh, as it should be.
As it should be.
Panic at the Disco, so good.
So good. So yeah, and then I think it was Panic, Walk the Moon, and then I can't remember the fifth one. Ariana Grande.
As it should be.
Yeah, it's just always interesting. I forgot that they did that, and so it's always something to look forward to in December as opposed to like Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas, whatever.
Christmas is really cool, whatever. No big deal. But, like, Spotify Wrapped, I fuck
That's
with.
That's what it is.
But, God, sorry, I keep burping. I know.
She's so nervous.
I'm so nervous. I've never done this before.
It's our first time.
I'm a first timer.
She's a first timer. We gotta be gentle, ladies. Let's be gentle.
Yeah, don't come at me in the comments. I've never done this before. Leave a good comment. Leave a positive comment.
Ooh, yeah.
Say, I like your hair. Even though you can't see. That's the point. So, but anyway, I know you're probably thinking, what happened to your newsies? To be honest with you, we just wanted to have a conversation.
Yeah, we just wanted to just talk today.
Because the news kind of sucks right now.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we can talk about is how Justin Timberlake apologized. Following up from last week, he apologized for
holding
his girlfriend.
Holding his girlfriend's hand.
That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah, he was like, it was a... What was it? It was
he was like, I don't want to set this, like, I don't want my son to think this is okay and all this stuff. And I was like, okay.
And he didn't want to send out that message.
Yeah, that it was like
bad and vibes. He said he made a miscall on misjudgment on doing something. So. Something along the line. He's like, I drank too much. I'm like, not an excuse, but it's fine.
Yeah.
If I caught my man's doing that by the paparazzi, not only is that like.
Say what you're going to say because I have something to say.
I'm ready. Not only was the trust broken because he was doing that shady shit, but now there's like public
shame. Yeah, now they're going to follow him everywhere. Yeah. And they're going to be like, if he's with a woman.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. He publicly like embarrassed his name and his wife.
And so. It's so sad. Like, but, have to like, go through that.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It is, I think. Like, yeah. So, see, it's like, it's one thing to catch your man slipping.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another thing to have the whole world catch your man slipping, and then you have to find out about it later.
Damn, that was
right.
Yeah, no, because I would be pissed.
You remember when Kristen Stewart got caught by the paparazzi? Kristen Stewart got caught by the paparazzi having literal sex in a car, and then Robert Pattinson found out. This is when they were dating,
and they were gonna get married.
They
were like everyone's like dream couple,
and then that happened. Like that was fucked up. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it was like he had to find out because. Paparazzi put
as opposed to her, you know, not cheating on her boyfriend.
Yeah. Wow. But he was also the guy she's doing with, married man. Oop. With children.
Oop.
His wife also found out.
The drama. I know this was years ago, but like,
but I forget that it's really sad. I mean, yeah. No, I love Kristen Stewart, like Charlie's Angels, mm-hmm. amazing. But that just like always sticks with me because like I feel bad. Like the fact that just the way it all went down.
Like, how do you get to that point? Why not just break up?
Well, I think sometimes they're, well, maybe in like her mind, because everybody's like, that was her favorite couple.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, if I broke that off,
well, would you
the amount of hate.
Instead, she got caught cheating. I can't imagine the hate she still carries today as opposed to breaking up and having a relationship soon after.
Yeah. But I also just think it was like for her, it was like she felt like she had to be with him, you know what I mean, in a way. And she was like, I don't want to ruin that. And then you know how some people
were. Maybe
like,
she wanted to, but she.
Yeah, maybe this was her way of trying to, like, as fucked up as it was, to, like, break off.
Yeah, I agree. But what were you going to say you got excited about paparazzi?
That was Kristen Stewart.
Oh, that
Stewart.
Was it? Just that? Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like damn. The paparazzi, they're a good and bad thing. They'll catch your man slipping, catch your woman slipping. But they're also up in your business all the time.
All the time. When you're just trying to go to lunch.
Yeah.
Or a brunch on a Saturday on with a your Saturday. Ex-boo.
No big deal.
You're just trying to kiss a boy and get an acai bowl.
Legit.
The moment of the decade.
Because I get so, not that I'm going to get famous, but I get so nervous. Because I think about that life where I'm like, do I want to try? Because it's like, for me, I'm a very private person. Like, literally, I can date somebody for a year and not tell anybody. You won't even know that I had a boyfriend, right?
I believe it.
But for to me be like with like a celebrity, it could be a good thing that because I'm so like close to myself, also a bad thing because like every time I'm out with somebody, they're gonna be like, Valerie this, Valerie that, like I'm gonna have so many double chins, Valerie this, Valerie that, and it's like
she has another chin,
I have another chin, you know what I mean? So it's like kind of like that thing where you kind of feel humbled for being nobody.
Me. I feel humbled that no one knows who I am and no one gives a fuck about who I am.
Well, some people do. Like, sometimes you have those people who just want to see you fail, so they're, like, always, ooh. Like, in your business. You know what I mean? So you do kind of have your paparazzi people in your life.
But also, like, all the people that want to see me fail, I block them all. Like, I block them on every social media platform possible. I even block their email, which I didn't
know. How do you know that, like, the people who are, like, who are your friends, like, they want to know, like, when bad shit happens to you?
Oh no, I know I got snakes.
everybody got snakes
and I know who you are. That's the issue, is like,
yeah,
I know, I see right through them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best part about me, is I can see right through people and their facade, and so when they're snakes, especially,
like, you know,
I just know
you're already one step
and
ahead.
I'm one step ahead, bitch. I invented this game.
She like, invented,
I don't know
snakes.
What the fuck you're thinking. I invented snakes. They didn't exist
until you.
Adam and Eve, snakes, nope.
That wasn't even the story.
Not even the story until I came around. But, yeah, they want to catch me slipping, but, honey, I tell you when I'm slipping, which is never, because I ain't slipping.
Mm-hmm.
I got good grip on these shoes. I had the best grip. But, yeah, I've literally just, like, kept all my failures
hidden.
And also, I don't... not to brag, but I don't like fail that often. Yeah. And if I do, it's
well like
a minor inconvenience.
I'm talking about like the ones who like when like stuff goes wrong.
Oh, like when I break up with my boyfriend.
Like when you break up with your boyfriend, you find out your boyfriend cheats on you. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see, I see.
Like those kind of people where they're like, then they go and tell everybody.
I mean, granted, I would have told everyone anyway.
Yeah, no.
They would have found out anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit's rough.
Yeah.
Like, and having paparazzi too. And I can't even imagine like that another.
The fake friends that celebrities have.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then plus paparazzi on top of it.
Another level of fame where everyone's just hanging out with you because you're famous.
Yeah. Because they want to catch you slipping.
Exactly. Exactly. Like the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. I don't know if you knew anything about that, but it was apparently her fucking like confidant / friend
that told
her to be like, oh, you should keep the dress, blah 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 blah, and like, and then reported her that she was having a relationship.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's crazy. I know it's such a random thing to bring up,
but like it's fucked up. Yeah, like you trust so somebody and you're like,
and now Monica Lewinsky's name is like trashed and dragged into the ground. Yeah. And girl didn't do anything wrong. She was like 20 years old and was manipulated by a man with a lot of power.
President of the United States.
President of the United fucking States. And now she's seen as like the devil. Even though Hillary is still with Bill.
Yeah.
Even after he like literally almost got impeached. Or did he get impeached? He did get impeached.
I think he got impeached.
I think he was one of the few that got impeached. But crazy.
That's not allowed. You can't cheat on your wife when you're president.
No, you can. You just can't lie about it under oath.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. But whatever. Still sucks.
Yeah. I mean, couples. You know, if you're staying with somebody who cheats on you, like
that's on you.
That's on you.
That's your business.
I won't judge you. I won't be like, oh my God, I can't believe you stayed with him. Like, because that, I'm not in your relationship 24/7. Mm-hmm. I don't know your vibe. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's behind closed doors. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if you're willing to do that, you're willing to forgive. I'm willing to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, if they keep doing it.
They keep playing
you. That's still on you. But like, you know what I mean? So Hillary, I think for her, it was like, because they have children, no?
I think, yeah.
So it's like, you want to stay for the children and like you work through things. Obviously, it took some years.
But look at Princess Diana. She divorced her husband and he was a fucking king or prince. He was a prince. She divorced him.
Yeah, but he was also in love with somebody else.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was in love with somebody else.
Well, either way, he was cheating on her, and that was shitty, and she, like...
Also, speaking of paparazzi, fuck you to the people who were there who made Princess Diana crash.
It was
a car chase.
I'm part of the theory. I'm part of the theory that that paparazzi was not...
It's probably... I'm not going to say it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Y'all know.
But y'all know. If you know the story, you know.
You have your thoughts.
Yeah, and that...
Comment down below.
Yeah, comment down below who you think it is. Who do you think killed Princess Diana? But, like, be like a little... Don't actually say
cryptic.
Who it is.
Be cryptic.
Be cryptic about it, yeah. And but that, I just want to say big F you to the people who did that. Because I went through that tunnel. And I was like, why does this tunnel look familiar with me? Yes, because I was in Paris where it happened, and it was like this tunnel, and then it got out, and there was like this huge gold thing, and I was like, why does this feel familiar to me? And my mom was like, oh, this is where Princess Diana like died. And I was like,
ooh,
oh my God. And like now I feel so bad because Meghan Markle, like freaking, what's his face? Prince Harry. Like so pissed at the paparazzi because they're kind of doing the same thing that they did with their mom to Meghan. And like now they're living here. They're not living here because they technically can't, but they have a home here in America and they're more here, like whatever. But it's just like sucks because it's just like you don't have to like come and attack this woman every single time. And then for her family to just go ahead and turn on her too. And it's just like, dude, like.
Just for like. 5 seconds
just for the clout, and I'm like, what is your problem?
Ugh, life is so hard when you're famous.
Yeah, legit. Obviously, paparazzi,
our life is so hard. We're just so famous.
Yeah. But also, without the paparazzi, you wouldn't be famous. Like without the
the stories, the headlines.
You just wouldn't, like, you know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to think of someone that's like not problematic. Well, there's a few famous people that are not problematic that No, I guess they do still have the paparazzi following them.
Yeah, I feel like everybody has paparazzi because paparazzi, they want to make the money. Mm-hmm. They want to see where they can find on you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do what they got to do.
Maybe we should become paparazzi.
I could do it.
I wouldn't. I don't have the guts to do it. I could do it. To, like, invade someone's privacy like that and be in their face all the time.
Well, I couldn't be. I wouldn't be in their face. Like, I'd be, like, a little secretive about it.
I would do, like, C-list celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah. You know, they want the attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Can you just pose for this photograph?
Yeah.
Outside of this Jack in the Box.
Well, you can also be nice about it. And, you know, it can be like, hey, like, take a picture for the New York Times, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like when you're nice about it, that's when, like, celebrities are like, okay. But when you're up in their face.
But how often? Think about that. How often are, no matter how nice someone is, it does. If they don't want to take a picture, they don't want to take a picture.
Yeah.
And then you're out of money for the day. For the week, who knows?
I know, it's crazy. It's just like a circle, I guess.
So this is kind of has to go along the lines of, like, paparazzi, but like, this is my recommendation. I'm going to tell you about my recommendations of the week. Ooh. Watch the movie Nightcrawler. I think it's on Netflix.
Which one's that?
It's called Nightcrawler. It's with Jake Gyllenhaal. I think it came out in 2015. I don't know.
Oh, I think you told me to watch that.
I told you to watch it. It is amazing. It's kind of along the lines of, like,
paparazzi,
but not exactly. It goes along the lines of, like, you have to get the news first. Otherwise, you won't make money and you'll die. Oh. And so it goes along the lines of, like, news stories and how people do it. And it's really good. Jake Gyllenhaal is amazing.
Yeah.
So great. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. If not, look it up. Watch the trailer. Watch the movie. He should have won an Oscar for it because it was
really good.
It's just so good. And I rewatch it and I'm like, this movie's so good. So I recommend that. I also recommend, Urban Decay All Nighter setting spray. I always, whenever I have extra money, aka like splurge. 40 fucking bucks, I splurge on that setting spray because I'm not oily by the end of the day. I produce a lot of oil, in case you can tell by looking at me. I produce a ton of oil. I'm one oily ass bitch.
Right.
But Urban Decay setting spray All Nighter, just, oh my God, my makeup doesn't even move. I can go to the gym, doesn't even move. Do I go to the gym?
No.
But if I did, would it move when I'm running to class because I'm late? Does it move?
Wow.
So I recommend it. What about you, Val? Any recommendations?
I do have recommendations. So I went through this whole freaking hole on, like, Dark Tourist stuff. So there's a show on Netflix called Dark Tourist. And you have to watch it. It's so good. This guy goes to, like, different places around the world. He comes, I think he's originally Australian. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. Or British. I'm sorry. And he goes to, like, all these, like, dark places. Like, he goes to this place, I forget what it's called, but you have to, like, it's one of the, like, more intense, like, haunted houses, I guess, but it's not really a haunted house. Like, they torture you. You have to sign this, like, 45-page waiver. And he also visits, like vampires and things like that. Jeffrey Dahmer's lawyer and, like, the spot, like, the city where he, like, did all the murders also visits, like, JFK, like, where he was assassinated in Texas. Like, it's, like, for more, like, I guess, thrill-seeker people who, like, go, like, who when they travel they want to do more, like, intense things, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good. He also visits Pablo Escobar's hitman.
Casually.
No big deal. So yeah, so it's like a good watch. Really nice to, like, learn about things. So I recommend that. I also had another thing. I just can't remember it right now. I literally had both in my brain.
It happens.
I don't really. Amazon. I recommend Amazon. Also, but I. You know what I do? Okay. Because I don't have anything problematic yet. But.
That's it. Wow. Okay. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for listening.
Yeah, thanks for always listening.
Thank you for those 50 different, constant listeners. Yep. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
And the reason why we do it is for you.
Yeah, it's for you. Like, and thanks
for our enjoyment, for a small ounce of serotonin.
Yeah. Yep. Small ounce. Very small.
Mm. But other than that, we hope you have a great week.
Yeah, have a great week. Good luck on those finals.
Good luck on those finals. Yeah, I don't go to school.
Oh, never heard of it.
JK. Yeah, I do. But good luck out there. Yeah,
good luck. Have a great week. Do something different this week. Maybe have a smoothie that you haven't had before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Genius. Just
try something new.
Try a granola you haven't tried.
Oh. Try a different Clif Bar.
Oh. Genius. Other than that, thanks so much for listening. I'm Mercedes.
And I'm Valerie.
And have a good one.